Good morning, everybody. I hope you guys are doing well out there. You are officially watching the St. John's County show that's on in the morning. I had to check and make sure that was the name of the show I was doing at this point in time.
Just go Stoidum.
The Stoidum, of course, the Stoidum. Everybody knows it as the Stoidum. The show with the longest intro in the world, which we've explained why we do that plenty of times, I think. But we need time to share. And
in case you're wondering, it allows Troy to get in the studio.
It does allow Troy to get into the studio. Troy leaves his house when the intro starts. It's like putting up the bat signal for Troy.
It's
starting the intro of the show. Then he runs down here. It's a sight to see. It definitely is. Hope you guys are doing well out there. It's a little bit of a wet Thursday.
It's my job, Pete.
Oh,
I
sorry.
I only have one job.
Sorry. Sorry. My bad.
It's Thursday. Go ahead, Pete. Ruin my day.
Sorry. I'm sorry, Troy.
It's weekend eve.
Do you feel like you're not doing your job here now? Do you feel inadequate on the show now that I stole your first and one of only two jobs?
I only have two jobs, and you took the first one.
Do you have a Stoidum stat, or do I have to throw out a Stoidum stat now?
I have a Stoidum stat. If you want to go ahead.
No, man. I will not rob you of that joy at the end of the show.
I'll just be eye candy over here.
I know how much you love doing the Stoidum stat. I would never take that away from you, Troy. It's, Troy says it's the highlight of his day.
It is. That's how
not
bad
his other
my
jobs.
Days go.
Not doing trivia at night.
Yeah.
Big. Well, thank you for doing your job, Troy.
Yeah.
And hey, when you're looking for a new home or even vacant land, our sponsors over there at Old City Homes can help you with that. They know the housing market very, very well. Jerry Falkimer, Century 21, St. Augustine Properties can answer all of your questions related to securing a mortgage and providing valuable information that's important to you and your family. Call or text Jerry at 904-466-9505. Big shout out to Fidus Roofing and Construction Debris Removal, who we'll talk about a little bit later as well. Also, shout out to Dan Bagan, Bagan and Company, producing the show here this morning, each and every morning. And it's very much appreciated. Troy, question of the day. And this is for you, and this is for everybody out there. I want most of the time, they give us better answers than you do, so I enjoy checking the answers.
I appreciate your confidence in me.
Well, you got to appreciate the honesty, though, right?
Yeah, okay, we're going to go with that. Don't worry about my feelings at all, but go ahead.
What the hell are feelings?
That's a good point.
I don't know
and
what
I don't really
are.
Have any either, and you know it.
Come on, man. Question of the day. Do you own any technology that is now obsolete? Is there any technology? Like, do you still have a VCR around the house anywhere?
I have a mixing board from when I first started trivia. It was like a 5-pack, and you put the CDs in it. And that's how you played the music before there was iPads. And like, you could have music on.
Yeah.
On, like, your phone and stuff.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I have a mixer with, like, and it might still have the 5 CDs in it. I don't even know.
You got to dig those CDs out and find out what the last CDs you played were, man.
I don't know.
I'm now curious to know what the last CDs are in that mixer. You know, is the Spice Girls in there somewhere? Be honest. The Spice Girls is in there somewhere, Troy.
I'm not going to not deny that it could be, but I don't remember them being in there. But what was it, Napster or something?
Yeah,
where you could get music and
where
then you burn it.
And then you get viruses.
And then you burn it to your the disc.
Yes.
So, I mean, I have a lot of those discs in there.
Okay, gotcha.
You know, and it's in the storage unit, so I don't, but I know it still exists.
But
that's like the strangest technology that I can think of that I have.
You're going to have to bring that in, and we're going to have to open those CD boxes, man. Okay. You're not allowed to look at them before you open them live on the show.
I'll see. I'll have to dig through the storage. Christmas is coming. That's the only time I go to storage when I'm decorating my house.
We're making you do work for Christmas for the show. No break for Troy. I think mine, although I don't consider it obsolete, it's my favorite piece of technology in the house, would be my Nintendo, my original Nintendo.
It's not obsolete. You use it.
I don't really use it. It's fun to look at, but
okay. I thought you used.
I don't have time to play
game.
Video games. No, the gun game doesn't work on new TVs.
Oh,
only on old TVs. For whatever reason, it doesn't. I always think that's actually pretty impressive technology for the 80s. That gun game, where you point it at the screen and it shoots where you point. I still don't understand how that works.
I was amazed by Wii golf or Wii bowling.
Yeah, that was fun. That
I was
got a little bit addictive.
By that. So.
Yeah. Yeah,
how accurate, when you actually did, your hand went one way or the other, how accurate it it up.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, yeah. That was pretty cool, man. That was. The Wii was pretty cool. Still, nothing's better than Mario Kart. N64 Mario Kart. Mm. N64 Mario Kart.
See, that was after me. I never really was a video guy.
Aware.
Yeah.
No, you weren't big into video games? I was never really a video guy.
I mean, I had a thing called Intellivision where they had baseball. And I had like the Atari baseball where there's like three guys, and the best part was like when you threw it and hit the guy and it went,
that was impressive.
For some reason, that was hilarious.
Everybody loved that.
And now, when I think about it, I was like, wow, we were easily entertained.
But that's not a bad thing.
Here's a stick and a rock. Go have fun, kid.
Yeah. That's not a bad thing to be entertained by simple things like the guy on the television.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I'm still simply. It doesn't take much to entertain.
I know. Yeah, me neither. Yeah. Listen, man, one of my favorite podcasts is 90% fart jokes. I mean, I'm very childish. I still eat cheeseburgers every chance I get at a restaurant. If a restaurant has a cheeseburger, what I'm getting.
And I'm a complete, and I think you are too, complete people watcher.
Yeah, I enjoy people watching.
I am entertained by just interactions of different people.
Yeah.
And you ever like see people walking by and then like make up stories about what you think they did or who you think they are?
Of course. Sure. I always assume people are.
I can do that for hours.
Yeah, me too. I mainly assume people are secret agents there on really important meetings.
There's always a spy.
You know, there's always a spy. There's always a spy in those, man.
And it's usually a guy with a beard.
And you're just waiting for him to get out of line and try and do something so you can go over there and choke him out.
It's usually a guy with a beard and glasses.
Or a trench coat or one of the hats. Kind of like what you're wearing today. hey, man, I want to remind everybody there's a troll-free news app out there. It sure as hell isn't Facebook.
Need to be downloaded.
It's not Parler either. The 904 Now app, of course. you can get the 904 Now app just as free as you can get Parler and all the other apps. You can get troll-free news, information, music, videos, everything happening in St. Augustine. There's just a ton there for you. Live traffic. So the other day when the bridge was Bridge Alliance was stuck in the up position, I know Troy and Mike navigated their way around town with the traffic section in the 904 Now app because you can see which streets are open and which streets are blocked.
I would have never made it without it.
You still would have been stuck in the traffic. 3 days after the bridge reopened, you'd still somehow be stuck in the traffic.
I mean, luckily I have a survival kit in my car.
That's a good thing. It's a good thing. It's all right.
It's Taco Bell packs. My survival kit.
I have my survival kit too, and it's the 904 Now app.
There you go.
So
see.
It's really like having an assistant in your pocket. These days, I guess you can't say you want your assistant in your pocket.
If you don't want to end up eating Taco Bell packs on the side of the road, you should download the app because it saves you.
I'll go with that. Yeah, okay.
Remember we had a story about
the guy stuck in the car, and he survived on Taco Bell condiment packets for days.
Well, they give you so damn many.
That's true.
It's like
now they're all covered in whatever that sticky liquid is.
What are you getting into Taco Bell?
It's like I'm talking about it's like Coca-Cola syrup that is down there on the bottom of these boxes, and they always grab a handful of stuff, and there's always you get it, and it's like
that's horrible.
It is horrible. Sounded a lot worse than what it actually is.
Sounds so gross.
But I know I'm not the only one. Unless people just see me through the drive-thru and are like, give him the fucking syrup-covered packets.
We have definitely slipped. You have a story.
Is there any news going on in St. Augustine? This is what happens when not much is happening in St. Augustine.
But there is so much.
We have to try and entertain
everybody.
There's
a storm coming.
There's a storm coming. We'll talk about that in a little while. I'm very anxious to tell people all about that and what's happening in downtown St. Augustine right now. Something that's coming up in St. Augustine this Saturday, I think, Knights of Lights, Troy. You're kind of my Knights of Lights aficionado. You have all the information on Knights of Lights. You have the most information of anybody that I know about Knights of Lights. Would you mind giving the people
Thanks for letting me know.
Yeah, of course. Well, you admittedly don't check the show prep emails. This is all in the show prep emails,
Troy.
Troy's going
to tell us about Knights of Lights. Okay, I didn't check.
Troy tells us about Knights of Lights. It's in the title. It's not, actually.
So this Saturday, the lights are going to come on unceremonially. They're just going to be on.
Is there a time that this is going to happen?
They're not given any time. It's more likely actually going to happen prior to
night
getting dark.
Yeah.
So you're just going to come in and the lights are going to be on. So it's, you know, and they're doing that purposely so that people don't gather in the plaza. I think there's still going to be people around. If you go down there, be careful, you know, because it's not going to have the controls that the city normally has when we do the celebration. And then...
So you heard Troy this Saturday, get out there and party like it's just as controlled as it usually is.
Yeah, just be careful. They're going to do what they're going to do anyway. See, I'm not one of those people that goes, if I tell them, they're not going to do it. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah, we don't have that much influence over people. People don't care what we say.
But the lights will be on this Saturday, starting this Saturday.
Yeah. So it's a good time to get downtown, revisit some of your favorite restaurants down here, bars, because, hey, for the first time ever, we're lucky to be in Florida where things are still open. I talked to my brother who lives in Chicago yesterday, and I was telling him, you know, we could still go into restaurants and almost nobody wears masks in restaurants.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm so jealous, man. He's like, I don't even know what that's like. I can't even picture that anymore.
Yeah.
Being in Chicago is nuts right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's the first time I've ever felt like, wow, we live in a place where you're probably the most free in the United States right now. You just have the ability to do more things. Hey, I want to give a big shout out to Jerry, who came by yesterday and donated to our friends at the First Responder Project.
Okay.
This is a newer organization. We did live with them a couple weeks back, and they do a lot for the mental wellness of first responders. They had a great show, and I would really encourage everybody to go back and watch that. I think it's called the First Responder Project. If you scroll through our videos on the Facebook page, you should be able to find it in there. But really, really interesting. They talked to a whole lot of first responders in our area, from police, fire, and even dispatchers who... I keep going back to this and I keep telling people this because I found it so interesting and I never had ever even thought of it. But some of the things that dispatchers experience, I mean, they have to hear it all.
Well, they have to talk people, you know, through giving CPR and things like that and staying. I mean, you know, they truly are the first to make contact with people.
And one thing that they mentioned was, that the guest that was a dispatcher mentioned was that they rarely get closure. They don't even know what happens at the end of this situation.
Yeah.
No. So they go home with that on their mind, not knowing if the child survived the pool incident or the this or that. You know, it's just like, so the First Responder Project does a lot for to help out folks in the first responder community. They do really, really great things. And I want to encourage you to check them out. I think it's firstresponderproject.org. I'm going to figure that out right now because it is. I want to make sure and give people the right address for that because it is a really, really cool organization. But Jerry came by with a donation for them yesterday. Yes, firstresponderproject.org. And they were really, really excited about that. I was excited to see just to connect two people together, two great people together, man. So that was... that was really, really cool. And big shout out again to Jerry and the First Responder Project as well. Another thing going on this weekend, we talked to Jennifer Wills a couple weeks ago about the Brave Summit. And I wanted to give them a shout out because that's happening this weekend as well on the 14th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's a virtual summit. It's being held for all high school students in St. John's County. The Brave Virtual Summit is going to provide teens the opportunity to learn about how to foster mental wellness and harness tools to encourage self-care. The summit's going to be a mixture of lively discussion and education. It's going to be filled with giveaways, raffle items, workshops, empowering information, and a whole lot more. They're going to be giving away stickers, journals. First place winner gets Apple AirPods. Second place, $100 in local gift certificates. Third place, $50 in local gift certificates. So that's going to be something you want to check out. I think they're trying to get 150 people signed up. They've got like 132. So they're almost there. They're just on the cusp of the amount of people they'd love to have signed up and participating in this. So, Just want to put that out there on your radar as well. I also want to put out on your radar that if you want to put a radar on your roof, you better have a pretty impressive roof. But who puts a radar on their roof?
I was going to say. Well, I guess that's what a satellite dish is. Yeah. A big radar.
It's a big radar. But who even puts satellite dishes on their roof anymore?
I don't know. I was trying to help you.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Let's talk about how great Fidus
is. One place that doesn't need any help, Fidus Roofing. A local company for over 15 years. They are the experts here in the roofing business. You see them all over the place because they do great work. Very professional. They're master elite contractors, which not only means they're one of the best agencies in town to work with, one of the best groups, but they can offer you warranties that nobody else can. Give them a call, 904-355-ROOF. All right, Troy, we've got this tropical storm Ada, I guess, Ada. Is on us right now.
Yeah, and I have to apologize to Jim because I told him Ada was not going to be an issue, and now it's going to rain on us.
Well, that's why you're not a meteorologist, Troy. That's why you need
I'm
to leave.
I'm just as good as they are.
That's why you, you...
I'm just as good as they are.
I won't
I
lie
can
about
throw
that.
A spaghetti line up. And, you know,
yeah, like, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true. But that's why you need to leave the quick check of the weather to me, though, man. Because, you know, I don't give people enough information in the weather check for me to ever be wrong.
I forgot which way the screen was.
Sometimes you just see a picture of a crack pipe there for the quick check of the weather. It's really has nothing to do with weather. Anyway, Tropical Storm Ada pummeling the city of St. Augustine right now. We're just getting...
It messed up your hair.
It did. That's about all it's done.
Yeah.
No real big flooding so far.
Mm-mm.
Do we expect that? Do you expect that, meteorologist Troy?
It has more to do with the tides than it does anything else.
Well, are we getting high tides as a result of this, meteorologist Troy?
We had a little bit yesterday. A little bit.
There was a little bit.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. You know, the sunny day flood, you know, had me so screwed up like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
it got in my head a little bit. I was like, why is it beautiful out and I can't leave my house?
Yeah, you were very upset.
The sunny day flood messed with my head a little bit.
You were sending pictures all over Facebook. You were texting everybody how mad you were.
A sup. I needed a sup.
You were ready to start a yacht club?
What do you mean? I started it. Dinghy captain. Hello.
Is that the...
That's a dinghy's the little boat that's behind the big boat.
Okay.
That's all I'm qualified to drive. All
right. They only let him drive the dinghy.
So I'm the dinghy captain.
All right.
So
well, there you go.
Today's a dinghy captain kind of day.
We'll see, I guess. So. Troy, while I give a shout out to our last sponsor here,
mm-hmm.
it is time for everybody's favorite part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Troy checks the comments.
I checked the comments, and just so you know, Chad said the liquid on that... Taco Bell packets.
Do I want to know?
It isn't syrup. That's all he wanted to tell you. So
I don't like that answer.
And I think we got hacked in the comments.
We got hacked?
Yeah. There's like some random thing out there. I think the prince that we made fun of last week hacked us in the comments.
Oh, I'll have to check that out,
yeah,
man.
So we'll clean
Jeez.
Those up. We'll clean those up too.
Man.
No one respond to the princess.
Yeah, don't click any links in the comments.
No one respond to the princess. All right.
Hey, homeowners. If you're not a prince, if you're not a foreign prince living here in St. Augustine, you are a homeowner, and you're doing a remodel, a yard cleanup, or just really need to get rid of a lot of junk, CDR can bring any size container to help you get the job done. Whether you need it for 4 hours, 4 days, 4 weeks, or 4 months, probably not 4 years. They probably won't give you a can
That's
for 4 years.
That's a little long.
If you pay for it for 4 years, actually, I'm sure they would, but that would actually get pricey. It's not too pricey to call them out there for a can, but I guess if you had it out there for 4 years. Anyway, CDR can supply your container and also pick it up when you're done. And if you can't fill it yourself, they can send a team to help you take care of it. Construction debris removal. Give CDR a call today at 904-471-9709. Anything else worth commenting on in the comments other than the prince? You're getting hacked. Your Wi-Fi network is going to hell.
Everyone just stay away from the princess. I mean, that's just a warning out there. It's clearly not one of our normal watchers and supporters.
All right. Well, you got to love that ban button, man. Yeah. I guess, is that it? Is that all the comments?
No, that's
is
pretty that... much it. Now everyone's locked in on the princess now. She's taking over the comments.
All right.
Are you ready for a storm stout? Oh, you got patron saint.
I'm going to drop the patron saint on him, and this is a very creative one, Troy.
Okay.
I don't know if I love or hate these people. Maybe I'll make up my mind at the end of this story. A California family who missed going to Disneyland. Well, that was quick.
You led with California.
Well, you know, they got creative out there in California.
Okay.
They missed going to Disneyland amid the COVID-19 pandemic. And they passed the time during lockdown by building a smaller version of the Matterhorn roller coaster in their backyard.
Starting to like them.
This is very creative. Brothers Sean and Michael La Rochelle.
Hate them again.
They're only kids. Said they came up with the idea for the Matterhorn Alpine Escape in March and pitched it to their parents, Jacques and Diana La Rochelle. Hate him or love him anymore?
Laura Shell, I'm not sold on it yet.
The idea of building the Disneyland-inspired roller coaster in the backyard came from the family's very big backyard.
Okay.
And they just thought they could throw up a roller coaster out there, I guess. Sean and Michael enlisted the help of their parents as well as siblings Mark and Nicole to build their roller coaster. They started in March and finished the project in July. The end result was a roller coaster about 20 feet tall, with a track measuring about 400 feet long.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, no, they really legit did it. The family said the ride takes about 50 seconds.
Seems kind of slow.
I'm not sure if...
Go 400 feet in 50 seconds. That seems a little slow.
I mean, for your own homemade roller coaster?
I think I can walk that far.
That's a pretty solid point.
You know?
I'm not sure how fast this thing goes. Well, it's a kid's roller coaster, so it can't go too fast.
I mean, what happened to just getting a cardboard box and go down up the steps?
That's not fun, Troy.
Oh, it is for the guy at the top of the steps.
Yeah. I'm not sure whether I love or hate these parents for just saying... For letting their, you know, 5-year-olds come to them and say, "Mom, we want a roller coaster." Okay, buddy.
Dad's got nothing else to do.
Yeah, well, I guess they.
They made it out of wood, but
yeah, I think pretty much it was wood. They're the reason all the wood prices went up, apparently.
Yeah.
Or if I love them for just saying, "Yeah, let's just spend COVID doing a project with the entire family and pull something off by the end." I think I love them.
Okay.
I think I'll choose to love them.
I still don't like them.
Okay, well, just because of their last name.
Yeah.
Okay. Big shout out to CDR, Old City Homes, Fidus Roofing. Troy, what you got, man?
Storm stat of the day, Ellis Island. Ellis Island closed today in 1954. Ellis Island's where a lot of immigrants and, you know, people out there watching, if you had family come through Ellis Island, we'd love to hear that. But it opened in 1892. They kind of slowed down in 1924 because some of the laws changed on accepting immigrants into the U.S. But the number that shocked me of all the millions of people that came through Ellis Island, only 2% were turned away. And they were put through medical, I mean, all kinds of different tests. You had to prove that you were able to work and do some things. But the process was easier up until about that time. And that's when we started getting the illegal aliens instead of what we called immigrants. So
okay, interesting.
So, but it closed in 1954. Now it's a they put $160 million in it. Now it's a museum, and millions of people came through Ellis Island. So
a museum that I'll probably unfortunately never go to because who the hell wants to go to New York right now?
Your family's Italian.
Yeah, I think a lot of my family did come through Ellis Island. I'm pretty sure. I didn't want to say that and then have somebody go to, you know, 21 and me or whatever it is. And
yeah,
check
20,
it out
23.
And say, Pete, you're a piece of crap.
Yeah, you're actually Welsh.
No. Yeah, no, my dad sent me a newspaper clipping from around 1902 from when my grandfather became my great-great-grandfather became a natural citizen. Mm-hmm. So became a citizen. So that was pretty cool.
So that's what I got.
That's it.
Ready for this?
All right. Ready for that, man. That's the Forrest Gump wave. We'll talk to you guys a little bit later. Have a great rest of your day.
Bye-bye.